MKD leader Simba Makoni told a news conference in Harare today that his party wants the unity government principals and COPAC to release a detailed report of what the principals agreed, saying the report should spell out the issues that had stalled the constitution revision process. President Robert Mugabe, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, his deputy Arthur Mtambara, and leader of the smaller MDC formation, Welshman Ncube, met at State House last Thursday and approved compromises and changes that COPAC members made to a number of key sections of the draft charter. The changes were made to bridge the party's differences over issues such as devolution and the role of the Attorney General. Makoni said it is in the public interest for a report to be published so that Zimbabweans can see exactly what changes were made.
We demand the full text of what was agreed upon by the GPA principal. That full text be published so that the people of Zimbabwe can interpret for themselves in whose interests the compromises that were made for.
Makoni charges that press reports he has seen lead him to believe that the principals negotiated to advance their own political lives, not necessarily what is best for the country. He called on Prime Minister Tsvangirai to explain to the nation why he agreed to sit down with President Mugabe to deal with the sticking issues of the constitution revision process when he had earlier promised that the people, not the government's principals, would have the final say in the revision of the governing charter.
The clear message from the GPA principals, Minister Matinenga, and the COPAC co-chairpersons who have been quoted widely in the media is that compromises were made in the interest and for the mutual self-preservation of the GPA parties. Deferment of implementation of new provisions by 10 years is clearly aimed at taking care of particular persons. So what was conceived as a key national development initiative, an anchor for the future direction of our country and its citizens, has been reduced to a political expedient for the benefit of a handful, maybe just two individuals. We thank and commend Professor Welshman Ncube for forewarning us that we were being taken on a wild goose chase. However, we wonder why, with that insight and foresight 4 years ago, he agreed to be part of this deception of and insult to the people of Zimbabwe. We also asked Prime Minister Tsvangirai what happened to his protestations of October 2012. He owes the nation a full explanation and justification of what persuaded him to join in the violation of the GPA and the usurpation of the mandate of parliament.
The MKD leader and former ZANU-PF Politburo member said his party will take a position of whether to campaign for or against the adoption of the draft constitution in a referendum after scrutinizing its contents, despite the process having been fraught with irregularities. Makoni also castigated ZANU-PF's COPAC co-chair, Paul Mangwana, who was quoted in the media as saying if the draft constitution is rejected, President Mugabe may call for elections on the terms of the constitution, but without the 19th amendment that established the unity government.
Mangwana is supposed to be a lawyer, and he must know that Amendment 19 is now part of the current constitution of Zimbabwe. Unless it is amended, the president is in no position to say, I'm taking this article of the constitution out and I'm keeping this in. So if a new constitution is not approved, then yes, it means Zimbabwe will continue to be governed under the current constitution, of which Amendment 19 is an integral part.
The 19th Amendment names Mr. Mugabe as president and Mr. Tsvangirai as prime minister. Meanwhile, Makoni said he would like to see a grand coalition of democratic parties and groups ahead of the elections expected to be held sometime this year.
We shall work with other non-GPA political parties and those in the original MDCs and ZANU-PF, not in the new MDC-PF, and with citizens from all other sectors of society to build a grand coalition for change, to restore constitutionalism and to consolidate vibrant and plural politics in our country.
Makoni contested in the 2008 presidential polls, receiving 8% of the vote. It was a strong enough showing to force a second round of voting, which was disputed and led to the formation of the unity government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.